Chapter 4. Nuclear Oblivion. By third grade, softball had become Cassidy's second favorite sport, so there was nothing unusual about being still sweaty from a before-school game of scrub. This morning, it had made his iron-hard desk seat even more uncomfortable than usual, not helped by the fact that he'd picked up some well-placed grains of sand in his underwear, sliding into home for no particular reason. A determined bumblebee was trying to bump his way through one of the window screens, and Cassidy watched it with interest as he desperately maneuvered his itchy butt cheeks around. Mrs. Chickering, whose elaborately rhinestoned eyeglasses lent wings to her pretty dark eyes, was going on and on about the exports of Paraguay. She stopped in mid-sentence, marking her place with a forefinger and lowering her book. She focused her lovely eyes on Cassidy with ill-concealed exasperation.
"Quentin, do you need the hall pass?"
"No, ma'am."
"Then will you please stop squirming?"
"Yes, ma'am."
The class tittered, as it always did when someone got in trouble. Mrs. Chickering went back to discussing hardwoods, a mystery to Cassidy. It seemed to him that wood in general was hard, his satanic desk seat being a case in point. And if it wasn't, then what good was it anyway? What use could possibly be made of soft wood? Such are the diversions of a lively child, stunned by humidity and boredom. Trying to take his mind from his inflamed backside, he surreptitiously kept track of the relentless bee. At long last, Mrs. Chickering put her book away and picked up a mimeographed sheet from her desk.
"All right, children, we have art after lunch, so Miss Baskin will be here. I expect that you will be well-behaved, ladies and gentlemen, and that no one will have to come fetch me from the teacher's lounge," she said.
An excited murmur swept through the room. Everyone liked art.
"All right, settle down. In a few minutes, we will be heading to assembly. As always, there will be no talking once we are in line, and no talking while we..."